Adam Laxalt slams Cortez Masto for anti-energy policies during electrical shortage. By Wendell Hasebo on September 7, 2022. Republican Senate candidate Adam Laxalt on Tuesday slammed Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, for supporting anti-energy policies as Nevadans were told by the state's energy company to not charge their electric vehicles and to set their thermostats to 78 degrees. Nevadans were instructed to not charge their EVs and set their thermostats to 78 degrees or today, Laxalt tweeted about NV Energy's restrictive statewide measures. Her support for Biden's anti-energy policies will only make this problem worse. NV Energy is demanding that customers reduce their energy consumption because a heat wave in Nevada will place a strain on the electrical grid. Temperatures are expected to reach 110 on Thursday. An unprecedented heat wave is underway in Nevada and the entire western U.S. that will contribute to increased energy use and place strain on the western electric grid. The energy company implored residents on September 1. Help reduce stress on the electric grid during this time by reducing energy use, especially between 5 to 8 p.m. Suggestions to reduce energy consumption include turning the thermostat to 78 degrees, unplugging electrical appliances, turning off pool pumps, and avoiding using washing machines and dishwashers. NV Energy, which is headquartered in Las Vegas, provides energy services to 1.5 million Nevadans and an annual population of 54 million tourists. The energy company, and hence the state's electrical grid, are now reliant on expanded large-scale battery storage technology. The solar energy is intended to fill the state's energy gap created by a lack of investment over the years in natural gas power generating stations. Many of NV Energy's recent investments into large-scale solar projects have come through these green agreements, also known as PPAs, the Nevada Independent reported. But to meet demand requirements, especially during summer months where normal capacity isn't enough to meet the heightened demand, NV Energy and other utilities rely on market purchases of electricity to fill those gaps. Cortez Masto, who has introduced legislation to make the U.S. more reliant on solar power, is an advocate for green energy policies that are doing a poor job of meeting Nevada's energy needs. Nevada is already a national leader in clean energy, but we can do more, said Senator Cortez Masto in June, to foster the research and development that will create 21st-century solutions to our energy needs. I'm introducing this bill, the Regional Clean Energy Innovation Act, to invest in regional public-private partnerships. Cortez Masto also brags on her campaign website that she passed key provisions in the bipartisan infrastructure bill to help combat climate change by promoting electric vehicle development. But with Cortez Masto's renewable energy policies, Nevadians may not have enough power to charge their electric vehicles this week. According to 538, Cortez Masto is leading Laxalt by about 3.5 points. The general election is to be held on November 8. Disclosure, Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.